to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Dom joining us soon. You can join us right now. Just dial 844-96-PARTY. It's always a political party up here, at least when you join in the festivities. Talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's an effort afoot to disqualify her for being an insurrectionist, disqualify her from the ballot in the state of Georgia, where she's currently a representative. But it was just a few days ago, and this one didn't seem as important last week. But, you know, now that she's striking out at the judge who might consider the case that she was an insurrectionist on January 6th, well, I want to reference this article, CNN, Chris Cillizza. This one came out April 12th, you know, like a week ago. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants everyone to just get over January 6th. Well, I bet she does. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene has had just about enough of this talk about the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Here's a quote, Fancy Brian. The American people are fed up with this over-dramatization of a riot that happened here at the Capitol one time. They are sick and tired of January 6th. It's over, okay? Only happened one time. As Cillizza points out, oh, well, since it only happened just that one time. And then he throws a couple of facts out. Fact number one, 5 people died that day. Fact number two, more than 100 police officers were injured by the rioters. I like to call them domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, perhaps. I'd put Marjorie Taylor Greene on that list, perhaps. Fact number three, more than 750 people from 48 states have been charged for their roles in the riot, according to a database maintained by the USA Today. Fact number four, it was the first time the Capitol had been breached since the British did it in 1814, as part of the War of 1812. And fact number five, the rioters broke into the building with the express goal of stopping the certification of the 2020 election that had been won by Joe Biden and lost by Donald Trump. This was, in short, a cataclysm aimed directly at our democracy. It was a violent uprising urged on by the then president of the United States because he was unhappy that he didn't win the election. And Greene is far from the first Republican to attempt to whitewash what happened that day. Well, there was Georgia Republican Rep. Andrew Clyde, who said this about the riot. Watching the TV footage of those who entered the Capitol and walked through the statutory hall showed people in an orderly fashion stand between the stanchions and the robes, taking videos and pictures. You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit. And just a month after the riot, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, we know that guy, insisted that this didn't seem like an armed insurrection to me. Maybe not, Ron, but I'm suspicious.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
Thanks for that, Fancy Brian. You're very talented. About that claim, PolitiFact wrote, we still can identify accounts of numerous weapons found in and around the Capitol, brought there in some cases by people who saw themselves as soldiers in a war. So, anyways, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ron Johnson and the others, yeah, I'm sure they'd like to put that whole January 6th behind them. I don't think we will, though. I think we'll continue bringing it up because I think the former president's going to be charged on some level. Now, there is a grand jury about to be convened in the state of Georgia. And my understanding from the attorney general down there, maybe it's just the district attorney of Fulton County, they've already interviewed something like 30, 50 witnesses to Trump's, trying to have them find 11,780 votes. And Lordy, we heard the tape, right? We heard him talking to Brad Raffensperger, he being the former president.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more that we have.
Seemingly demonstrated intent, got it right there, cleanly recorded on tape, let's call it. I mean, Lordy, if that was any of the rest of us, we'd be probably sitting in the hot seat, probably being prosecuted for trying to steal an election, right? Trying to overturn a governmental function, perhaps in a violent fashion. And this was just a precursor of what was going to happen just later that same week on January 6th. Because that was just 3 days prior when Trump made that phone call. And then let's not forget the special elections in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Well, they both lost, right? Ossoff and Warnock, they won in Georgia in no small part. I got to think that little clip of Trump looking for those votes, I got to think they were influential on the voters in Florida. Even Mitch McConnell knew fighting that was a bad fight. And he lost control of the Senate. Or, I would point out, or there would probably not be a Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got?
Hey, you've got a new superstar on your show, or all your shows, he calls in. I wonder if every day, if you couldn't have CJ's Corner, just to explain, you know, these mask mandates and how harmful they are. You know, he's incredible. If anybody, if I was going to pay anybody to literally destroy the Republicans, it would be him as a spokesman. You've got to have him on a lot more often, Crudy. Keep finding
the guy listens all day, every day, Bill. I don't listen to this radio station as much as CJ does.
Well, get him on the show as a regular and have CJ's Corner. I mean, I can't wait for that guy to come on. It like makes my day. I used to like Looney Tunes. I used to like the Three Stooges, and now I like CJ.
Well, that makes one of us, Bill.
Keep it up. Keep it up. He is the most entertaining, how should I say, graduate of Trump University I've ever heard. But keep it up, Crudy. You guys are doing a wonderful job. That I seriously mean.
Well, thank you, Bill. Wasn't serious about CJ's Corner? CJ's Hot Corner. Maybe we could put him at third and just hit hot smashes to him down there. I'm sure he'd handle him like a champ.
I can guarantee you however much time you give him, he's going to complain that he didn't get enough and that he's not being treated fairly. No matter
Afghanistan. Hillary's emails.
Also Biden sucks.
Benghazi.
And also freedom.
Inflation.
Did you?
I think we covered it all, Bill. I think we got all of CJ's Corner. I think that's all his points, right?
Also, Biden sucks.
I bet you CJ is otherwise, you know, busy right now because he probably watched the Tucker Carlson special on masculinity, and you know he's got to tan the testicles.
The sun is shining right now on Waukesha.
Low T, CJ, I suspect. Come back with us. My buddy Dominic, he's Big D. You are listening to the greatest radio show ever, whether your testicles are tanned or otherwise.
I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Did you?
I haven't spoken to the CDC yet.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
That's up to them.
I know what I...